The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable, let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing.
Determined and predestined to be where it is you currently are because you do what you do automatically. You just don't get what you want automatically. How many of you are getting this right now? If you are, give me a ding, 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 ding. You're like, Michael, this is not true. This time is going to be different. You don't understand. This time is going to be different. And you're getting it. I get it, dude. I've heard this before. Come on. Let's stop joking around. Let's get real and let's change things right now while we're doing this right here in the film. So I'm going to give you this one word that changes everything. And if you've worked with me before, You can't go. I'm gonna give a chance to win one of my average suck shirts. I'll show you how to get these later. But if you know the answer, please don't go. But what is the one thing we do more than anything else in the world every day of the week? And I'll give you a hint. It's not think about sex. Mm-mm, it's not that. But what is the one thing we do more than anything else in the world? Put it in the box. Put things off. Okay, keep going. If you get the exact word, I'll send you the shirt. Come on, put in the box. What do we do more than anything? Dream, procrastinate, nothing, procrastinate. What is this, like copycat stuff? What else do we got? All right, keep going. I need to see a few more. Compare ourselves to us. Okay, so all of these things you wrote are a version of what I'm going to say. But it's not the exact word, okay? Here's what it is. You're going to be like, well, that's what I meant. Can I tell you about that's what I meant? That's what I meant is not what you said. How many of you recognize we need to stop with that's what I meant? Whatever you just said did what it just did. Like, well, I didn't mean that to your wife. You freaking said it. You just need to own it. You said that. And when you say that way, your wife or husband reacts that way, or boyfriend or girlfriend, you said that. So I don't care what you meant. That's what you said. So here's the one thing we do more than anything else in the world. We communicate. How many of you would agree breathing is a form of communication with the body? How many of you understand that? How many of you would agree sales is a form of communication? How many of you are getting your ass out of bed is a form of communication? How many of you are parenting is a form of communication? Okay, how many of you would agree leadership is a form of communication? How many of you would agree you got some videos that you got to get done and things you got to do, which are all a form of what, folks? Communication. What is, and we got a big sign downstairs. I own a company called the Human Communications Institute. I'm this huge institute right now that we're in this big building. I bought what used to be a temple and a church prior. So we are super blessed. I'm just telling you, we're all good here. Okay, but the point is, I got a sign downstairs. It says your future hinges on your ability to effectively communicate. I'll say it one more time. Your future hinges on your ability to effectively communicate. But this is what we believe here, that communication is the most underdeveloped and underutilized asset that we have to getting everything we want in our lives, period, 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 period. And I'll say it one more time. We take our kids to school. We make sure they have an organic lunch. We help them with our homework. But we are not teaching them how to communicate. And you're like, oh, no, I teach my kids how to talk. Talking is the mildest version of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how do you hold the picture, sounds, and feelings in your head? How do you hold the idea you just get a fight with your significant other? How do you not be bothered the rest of the afternoon? How many of you understand the power of that? You have the ability to have a bad phone call. How do you blow that off? That's all communication. And for the majority of us, oh, dude, you got your little one. I love it. Hey. David's got the little one. I got little girls too. So I got little girls and little Mike's got little boys and girls and everybody's floating around. So the point is why I'm bringing this up to all of you is we've got to get better at communicating. And the question is communicating with what? Well, number one is communicating with ourselves. So what I'm going to ask you to do, the first thing I'm going to have you do, and I'm going to go until about 10 minutes over the hour. I think we started a little late. You guys okay with that? Are we good with 10 past? Eric, is that good? Okay, good. David, good. Okay. So what we're going to do is first thing I'm going to tell you is we've got to learn how to learn correctly. How many of you make videos? Anybody make videos or should be making? Let's make a thing. Should be making videos. Okay. Okay. We have to teach people how to listen to us and we have to teach people how to educate. And we need to teach people how to be. Does that make sense? I'm not like that little cat there. You got Brandy. My daughter's bringing her cat home today. We've got a little cat named Doja coming home, which she named a Doja cat. I mean, it's crazy, but we got a cat coming home today from California, my daughter from college. And most of us don't take the time to take a minute and let people know how to experience us. So I'm just going to throw this out real quick. First thing I'm going to ask you to do for the next 20 minutes while you watch me is to listen very carefully to what I say. My background is a linguist. I'm one of the best in the world at language patterns and using language to get people's attention, lower resistance, increase receptivity, help people get what they want in this world. So the more you listen to me, the more it's going to rub off. Okay. Number one is that. Number two is I'm going to hold your attention for an hour and you're going to be like, that was cool. How many of you would like to be able to do that yourself? Anybody want that? So number one is pay attention. Number two, I want you to get engaged, like be here with me, speak up. Don't get like ADD. Like I got ADD. I get it. I even wrote my book for people with ADD. So people that actually finish the damn thing. How many of you have ADD? If you don't have it, you should go get it. All the wealthy people I know have it. So you should go get it. Like if you don't have it, go get it. What it means is not, I can't focus. It means hyper-focus on things that excite you. Okay. The third thing I'm going to ask you to do is to take some notes. Don't worry about it. And just be here with me. And we're going to have a little bit of fun. So let's get at this and let's get into it right now. So how many of you have ever said to yourself, I should be doing something more, I should be doing something better, and why am I not doing what I need to do? How many of you have said that? Or how many of you have looked at somebody, you got them involved with your business and they didn't do anything and they could have and they're totally capable? How many of you have done that? Like it's nuts, right? So why does that happen? Well, let's examine that for a minute. Now I'm one of these people that's a gambling person. If it's an opportunity that like buying Apple stock, I'm certain Apple's not going anywhere. How many of you understand that? Like that's like a good investment. That's a good decision. If you walked into a casino and got tipped off by the guy at the roulette wheel, he's like, dude, 99% sure the next one is going to be a black or red. You'd bet on it if the guy's right, usually. I like sure bets on things. So this is one of the things I realized. How many of you have ever had a bad day where you just felt a little off, a little worried, a little scared, a little concerned? Is that you or am I the only one? Has anyone ever done that? Okay. The less of those you have, the better your life is going to be. Okay. The better the life is going to be. So what I'd like you to do is I want you to think of the last time you had a challenging day. Some of you are like, that was yesterday. Probably not this week with these guys because these guys are winners and it's exciting. And how many of you love being around this energy? Do you guys love this? You've been in winter land for the last couple of days. My concern is Monday when you're in reality. Right now, this is not reality. This is safety. Reality is back in your house by yourself without us. How many of you understand? That's my concern is Monday. And I want to arm you all for that, taking action. So think about the last time you're having a bad day. And in the box, I want you to finish my sentence. The last time you're having a bad day, this is where I say betting. I bet you were saying something like this. Why is this happening to finish my sentence? Look at the box. We all say the same thing. The number one reason human beings don't get what they want in this world is they're focused on their problems. Now, does that mean you're negative? Here's the answer. Yes. And let me explain something to you. Why do we look at car accidents? Because that is how your brain was developed. Your brain was developed to be negative on purpose. I want you to understand this. The media knows that it wants your brain to be negative. The reason shows are all about killing and shooting is it gets your attention. Because when we see something negative, our brain's main function is to keep you alive and make you happy. So it memorizes negative things for long periods of time so you never have to experience them. So when you drive by a car wreck or a shooting or anything, your brain is like, whoa, and it can't look away. Here's why it can't look away. It's memorizing all of it so you never have to experience it. How many of you understand that? Does everybody get this? So I want you to understand. The number one reason people don't get what they want in this world is they're focused on their problems. Well, what I mean, like you're like, well, I just got to make more money. I got to get to seven figures. I got to get to six figures. Do you know saying I have to get to six figures and seven figures is actually stating that you have a problem, which is what we did here. And it's creating a want. It's not actually creating a plan. It's actually reminding you you're not where you want to be. You got to start there. It's great to have a goal, but we've got to get past that. How many of you understand that? It's great for marketing to yourself, but we've got to get past that. Some of you are like, dude, I don't do this, Michael, man. I'm real positive, man. I go to Sedona. I play with rocks. I rub rocks. I pray to rocks. I watch The Secret 14 times a day. I'm a life coach. I've been married 9 times. I'm a relationship coach. I'm a winner. I get it. I understand. And you're probably the most selfish person on earth. You give everything to everyone else and nothing to who? Yourself. Do you know the key to entrepreneurship? Focusing on solutions. Jim always said, when there's a beer can on the side of the road and you leave it there, you're part of the problem. The second you pick it up, you start becoming a solution-oriented person. How many of you recognize this organization that you're involved with now, this group, your whole goal is that you need to realize that you need to become solution-oriented people? How many of you understand that? That's what leadership is. It's solution-oriented. You already did the first solution by contacting them, by reaching out, by enrolling, by being part of this. How many of you understand that? That's solution-oriented. The second thing you need to realize is you're going to have to become selfish, which means you're going to have to build you better so you can offer more to the people you love and your team. How many of you understand that? You're disrespecting your family and your children and everybody you care about by playing slower than you need to. If we were playing hockey right now, Eric and I, and we're skating and I play slower and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be my best today. I'm going to go get drunk the night before and have pancakes before we go on the ice. I'm an asshole to the team. How many of you understand that? That's a bad move. Do you guys get that? That's not fair. So you've got to realize that you are being watched not only by Mark Zuckerberg, because he's watching you 24/7, 7 days a week, but you're getting watched by your team. Do you guys understand that? And they will always do less than you do. Not to put the pressure on you, we need to be leaders. How many of you understand this? Everybody catching on? So here's the number one reason people don't get what they want. They're focused on the problems. They don't know how to get out. Number two, how many of you have said this before? I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. Anyone ever said that? Like, God, no, I'm not getting anywhere. Well, you're probably not. And how many of you have said this to yourself before? Man, I feel like things are getting better. Anyone ever had that? Feel like things are getting better? Okay, here's how they know they're getting better. Because you're making the magic P word happen. I'll say it in English, then I'll say it in Canadian because I'm part Canadian, so I can get away with this. In English, it's progress. In Canadian, it's progress. It's still the same damn thing. Do you guys understand? It's getting somewhere. Now, how many of you have done push-ups before? Anyone have done push-ups? You ever met a depressed man or woman doing push-ups? I never seen. You ever been out for a run and been depressed? No. When you're freaking moving your body, you feel good. How many of you understand that? The problem is when we're sitting still, not only is the mind the devil's playground, but a still mind that's not moving has an impossibility to get where it is that you want to go. You're moving right now, which is very, very important to understand. So you might be like, Michael, I get it. I'm understanding. I think I understand what you're saying. What do I do with this? Like, I know I need to make progress. Well, here's what we need to get progress on. We need to progress on getting our goals. And a lot of us need to become drug dealers too. Like, how many of you ever been a drug dealer, at least for a minute, or held drugs for people? Anybody been drug dealer? We're all drug dealers. Let me explain what I mean by drug dealer. We got dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin inside of our brains. How many of you recognize where they're going to release it or Netflix is? I get hired by the big companies so they can get your $9 a month, and I write shit for them to get you to do things and actually so they can get $9. Do you understand? They put things, they hire addiction experts to get your $11 a month. Do you understand that? Because they want your dopamine leaking and your norepinephrine, your serotonin. So if we give people a solution, they're going to get off the Netflix and everything. So one of the things we need to progress at is actually getting what it is we want. So let's talk about goal setting towards the end of the year here. I'm going to help you guys out. Yes, you should have goals and all that stuff and make millions of dollars, blah, 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 whatever. Great. Go get them. Go for it. Yay. Go get it. Go get cars. I want you to have these fancy cars. I've had all kinds of fancy cars. I just know every time you get a new fancy car, it's exciting for a couple of days. Then you get a little mud on your foot. You step on the car and you got 39 more payments. How many of you understand? But the idea that you can get the car, that's the exciting part. So I want you to get it. I'd rather you buy stock than cars. That's the one thing I want you to buy. And then eventually you can buy yachts. Like, skip over the car shit, just go straight for the yachts. Okay. But the point is, I want to talk about getting goals. So let's just say I track you down and I find out your company and I, or your town, and I go to the town hall and I go, give me a name of like 100 people in your town. All ages, ethnicities, colors, creeds, hair colors, types, shapes, and sizes. Give me like a good 100 people. And I attempt to motivate them. And I take these 100 people and I go, all right, guys, let's go get rich. Here's how to do it. Here's the plan. Here's the product. Here's the idea. Everyone has exactly what to do. Go get them. So you got 6 months. 6 months later, here's the crazy part. You already know what happens. 3 people out of 100 come back and pulled off what they want. So then I'm like, all right. Like Jim always said, don't be the 97%, be the 3. So I'm like, I'm going to change this. So I grab the 3 and I go, okay, what did you do? Okay, what did you do? Okay, what did you do? And what's funny is there's only like 4 or 5 things people need to do to succeed. There's 8 million things that don't work and 4 things that do work. Like if you want a marriage to work, there's 4 things or 5 things to do. If you want a marriage to be all freaked up, there's 8 million things that don't work. How many of you understand that? Anybody got it? Like, it's not complicated. So I grab the 3 guys and girls and say, what did you do? And they're like, oh, I did this, this, and this. So I teach it to the other 97. I give them 6 months and subliminal tapes. 6 months later, they come back. Still 3 people got what they wanted. So I think I know it. I need to come to their house to do it for them. because that's what the world's pushing today, that someone has to do it for you, right? So then you know what happens? I go to do it for them, still doesn't work. And then I realize something simple. Good people, well-meant people that know what it is you need to do, that are totally capable, still cannot do what needs to get done if they do not understand what I'm about to say. What truly motivates most human beings? Out of 100 people, 3 tops, which would mean none of us in the odds here. And I'll tell you, me personally, I'm not this either. Less than 3 out of 100 people are deciding do people, which just do what they say they're going to do and just go get it done. I'm going to go lose weight and they go do it. My wife's that way. My wife makes a decision. She goes and does it. No questions asked. How many of you understand? How many of you know people like that? My dad's the same way too. I'm not. So I play hockey and I have a Wednesday night team we play on, a group of guys, and we do better when we're losing. Why? Because I like to be from behind. How many of you understand that? Like, I like a challenge. I like problems. I am motivated by like the 97% of the world. When things get bad enough, then we change. How many of you recognize most people do not realize that we do not change our lives until the one day we say, I'm not where I want to be. How many of you understand this? This is the day your life changes. So like, if I put a picture on your fridge of a supermodel, do they still make Victoria's Secret models? Or do they get rid of that? They still have that? They still have it? So let's say you put a picture of a model on a fridge. Like a good body, whatever you feel a nice body is, and you go, my body, or maybe you motivate you, some of you like my girlfriend, right? And you motivate yourself and go, that's my body, summer 2022. I promise you, you're going to eat cheesecake that day. How many of you understand that? You guys, like, you can open up the fridge, have cheesecake. You're like, I can't do it now. But if I take a picture of you and superimpose it, make you look bigger, and I make you look worse and look unhealthy and give you like, make you feel bad, you're going to look at that picture and you're going to go, dude, where's the celery? Where's the carrots? How many of you understand this? Like what's going on? If I take a picture of a yacht, put it on your fridge and say, our goal, stop going to Starbucks, dumbass, because that $7 should be reallocated into stock or cryptocurrency or something, right? You're probably still going to get Starbucks that day. But if I take a picture of your bank account and put a couple less zeros on the other side instead of this side and say your life 5 years from now, you're going to get serious. Unfortunately, we are not motivated by what we think we're motivated by. This is why I watch people show people comp plans. They show people it's a binary double flick backflip. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know that our product helps you lose weight? Didn't you know that our company does this? Didn't you understand Bitcoin does this? What's funny is if positive thinking motivated people, we'd all be rich already with great abs, looking great, have great sex lives. How many of you understand that? But that's not what motivates people. How many of you understand this? I want to just ask a question. What made you get started in business for the first place? Let's talk about this for a second. So let me unmute a few people. Brandy, can I unmute you? I think the expert is David with the tech, right? Who unmutes people? Is it David or is it Eric? Who's like the master unmuter? Who is it? Which is it? Or can they unmute themselves? So let me ask you real quick. What's up, David? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Thank you so much for showing up.
I'm glad to be here today. So let's ask, they can self-unmute. Awesome. So let me just like call on some people. So Brandy, how long have you been in business?
I've been in my network marketing company, which is my second company, for, I want to say about 2 years.
Great. So what made you get started in the first place? You're overthinking the question. What happened? Just give me the answer.
What made me get started was I was in a toxic 9 to 5, and it was completely.
So bottom line is, you were not where you wanted to be. You didn't like your job. You weren't getting kudos from your boss. You didn't get big old raises. You had no residual income. I don't think anybody gets started in network marketing because they got a $1 million raise at work. They love their boss and they get appreciation at home. How many of you understand that? If you have a great loving relationship, you love spending time with your children and you're making $250 a year, the last thing in the world you want to do is network marketing. How many of you understand it's a waste of your freaking time? Anybody get it? But that's not why we start. Who else could tell me why? Let me call on somebody else. Jan King, Jan. And then I'm going to take Kanik. Okay, that's my new Kanik. Okay, Jan, why'd you get started?
Because my cousin wanted to do it and my kids have just left home.
And what happened?
Because my cousin wanted to do the business and my boys had just left home.
Yeah, bottom line, you were all alone and you wanted something to do and you want to be around some people, correct?
No, not around the people. That was my biggest nightmare.
No. Your purpose left the house, correct?
Sorry?
Your purpose left. They moved out, correct? They're gone.
No. I think I wanted to do it to make my cousin happy, brutal honesty.
Very good. So you're a people pleaser and you didn't want your cousin to be upset, correct?
Yep,
Okay, very good. But on top of that, you wouldn't have been motivated if you were where you wanted to be. If you had all the fulfillment in the world and you were raising children, it would have been not your main focus, correct?
No idea. Never not been in that situation.
Okay, well, we'll work on that in a minute.
This is a new one for me.
Very good. Kanik, what about you?
Pay attention, everyone. I got started because real quick, my gran left me $60,000. I opened my first business. It fell to pieces. My marriage collapsed. I didn't see my wife and kids. They cut me out of their life. And my wife basically said to me, I'm out to nothing. My ADHD was the worst thing that ever.
Okay. So your life, so let's just put it this way. Your life, let's just put it in a box. Your life sucked. Okay.
My life sucked.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. So here's what I'm going to tell you. The biggest reason people get started in direct sales is they're not where they want to be. How many of you understand that? Is everybody getting this? This is like, and then you walk in and go, dude, where are you going to be in 5 years if you don't see yourself today? You got to check out the comp plan. Double backflip, get rich. And you get all excited. Folks, I spoke at a convention with 10,000 people in a soccer stadium once. I did the exercise. I said, you got 10 minutes. I'm taking a break. They paid me a lot of money to speak there. Okay. I got 50 grand to speak for an hour. And I'm speaking for this big company. There's 10,000 people there. I said, listen, I'm gonna take a break for 10 minutes. I sat on my chair. I said, talk to the people next to you in your row and come up with why you got started. Everyone had an imaginary reason. I like the comp plan. I like the products. And then everyone came down to realize they were not where they wanted to be. And once they realized that, that is the number one recruiting tool we all have. That is the number one business tool is this. And I'm gonna give you the magic question that's made me tens of millions of dollars. What's not perfect in your life yet? What's the Y word I said at the end? Yet presupposes things could get better. We need to talk to people about what they like to talk about anyways. We don't want to talk long-term about their problems, but we need to be honest and we need to talk to people and we need to tickle and stimulate what's wrong. How many of you understand? He's writing it down right now. Look at Eric. He's writing it down. I know David's got it permanently tattooed in his brain. What's not perfect in your life yet? So when I ask that question and I take Eileen, such a giver. She's such a giver. Okay. So Eileen, what's not perfect in your life yet currently? Unmute.
Everything.
Not true. You got a lot of things. You're here with me today and I'm pretty perfect and you're pretty perfect. So we're both perfect, but no, seriously, what's not perfect in your life yet? What's not where you want it to be?
Finances.
Okay, great. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a financial issue? Or is it that you haven't really committed to doing what needs to get done yet? Which is it?
I have not committed to what I need to do.
Okay. So as long as we have a financial issue, I don't want to say it because you're not supposed to curse, but you're F-U-C-K-E-D. You got a problem. You're never going to solve it. Do you guys understand it? So here's what I'm getting at. You do not have a financial issue. Nobody does. You have not done one of the C's. You're not committed and you did not do what you say you're going to do. The problem is people say, I'm not an investor. I say BS. You got a Starbucks cup right there. You're an investor. You invest in 45-minute highs. You invest in video games. You invest in Netflix. You invest in a cell phone. I'll get people saying, Michael, I can't afford your program sent from iPhone. If you had such a money issue, you should not have an iPhone. You should have no phone. You should have like this phone. Do you understand? Everybody got it? And I still have one of these. They've made me a lot of money, this phone. Okay. But the point is, why I'm bringing this up is there's four things we need to work on. And these are the four things we all need to get better at. Number one is communication. Okay. Our commitment to what it is we say we're going to do and doing what we said we're going to do. So let me ask you, is it Marlo? Can you hear me, Marlo? Marlo Hutchins?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you having fun, Marlo?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's not perfect in your life yet?
I would say finances too.
Okay, very good. So let me ask you a question. What you said, I don't know, which is a lack of communication. So do you communicate as good as a person that has a lot of money?
No.
So what should we work on, our business or our business and our communication? What do you think is more valuable? What you're not realizing, what these gentlemen are actually secretly teaching you is how to have courage to communicate with yourselves, to put yourselves out there in the world, to grow your confidence. Secretly, they're growing your confidence. And as they grow your confidence, you will make more money. So here's my question. For the next year, we work on our businesses. While we're working on them, we become better communicators. As we become better communicators, you get what you want. So this is the part most people don't recognize. There's only four things you need to work on to get what you want. All the big dogs in the world, they only do four things. They are committed to what they're going to do, which all of you are. Congratulations, you're all committed. Like, I'm going to tell you, Eileen, you're 100% committed. There's no commitment issue. You're so committed, you could get committed to an institution. You're so damn committed. I got it. But what you're not is, you're not congruent. You don't do what you say you're going to do, and we need to work on that, which means we'd work on that. How many of you would agree that's not a complicated thing to work on? We're going to get better at doing what we say we're going to do. Like, Fiona, what is my plan for 2022? Is I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. I'm not going to worry about being perfect, and I'm going to do it more often than not. Is this making sense, Mark? Okay, my middle name is Mark. Mark G. Mark G. Mark like gigantic. Okay, Mark Jinnick. Okay, but the point is that second thing I was going to say is we need to become more confident communicators. These are the only four things in your way. If you do this, you're like, well, I'm really not good at making videos. Bullshit. You're not a confident communicator. If you were, you would make videos. I'm not really good at marketing. Not true. So we're so worried about saying things. And it's not just do it, Sheila, because you won't just do it. Because inside your brain, we've got communication that's off. How many of you recognize we can say just do it and maybe force ourselves one or two times, but we really need to do is override our identities. So I'm going to give all of you a very simple little task here for a minute. Can I go 5 more minutes or did I really screw up the time? Can I have 5 minutes? Are we good? Are we good, guys? Okay, 5 minutes. And my daughter's a figure skating now, so I built a really good life. This is a dream. The rink is a block from the office I bought, from the building I bought. Is that amazing, Eric? Like, I mean, a block? Like, my battery died in a new car for whatever reason, the heat, and I could walk with my bag to the rink a block. So I'm going to go, like, I built my life the way I want, put a shower in, all that stuff, so I can do what I need to do. So why I'm telling you that is my family does come before all of you. I just want to let you know that, but because they're occupied, you're my attention now. So this is the thing that I want to get at you. So, like, when I went to write my book, this is not a plug for my book, because I'll show you how to get that later anyways. This is a plug about how I got my book done. For 10 years, my book lived inside of my soul, but I couldn't get it done. And the reason I couldn't get it done was a 9-year-old boy was trying to write that book. And I want to be really clear about all of this. It's very powerful. And before you go get the book, let me show you how to get it even better in a bit. So before you Amazon it or whatever, you can Amazon if you want. But the one thing I was going to tell you is a 9-year-old boy that was not good at school, a 9-year-old boy that thought he had ADD, a 9-year-old boy that wanted to prove to his wife that he can get this book done, that's who went to write the book. And every time I went to write it, it was a lot easier to make millions speaking and coaching and working with people. And I avoided getting the book done. How many of you understand this? How many of you can relate to this? I found a better activity. Folks, your bitching and complaining game is way better than your sales game. How many of you understand it? So you just bitch and complain because you're better at it, right? Like, you know that your complaining game is strong. Do you understand? And you know you got a captive audience that'll listen because we're all 9 and 10-year-old children. How many of you understand that didn't grow up? And we spend our lives protecting ourselves, and protection is the number one pain game we can have. Progress is the number one fulfillment game. I'm going to get you out of this mode. I was 41 years old. And I still want to get my book done. It's been about 10 years. Got this great idea for the book. Super excited about it. Can't get it done. I'm on a podcast. I say to this guy, Brad, and I asked the question. He said, Michael, what made you get the book done? I said, Brad, let me ask you a question. I said, Brad, how old are you? He said, I'm 44. I said, what is a 44-year-old man that's beautifully married to a wonderful woman that's got a business that does well with a great podcast and traveled around the world? What can that guy do? And he goes, I don't really know that guy that well. And I go, the guy that got the book done, as I looked in the mirror and I said, what does a 41-year-old man that has traveled all around the world, that has spoken in front of people, has made tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, got a beautiful wife, 2 great kids, you know, gets sought after as a speaker, what can that guy do? And in 3 seconds, that guy said he can ask for help. And I asked my wife, I said, will you help me get the book done? She's a finisher. And because I wanted to impress her and I wanted to get it done without her help. Well, here's the cool part. 3 minutes later, she sits down and says, I'd love to help you. 3 days later, the book is done. It gets off to the publisher and 30 something thousand copies of that book out later. And with 2 emails, barely even marketed the thing in the middle of the nonsense. The reason I'm telling you that is a lot of us are planning 2022 as a 4-year-old that asking mommy to get you something from the crib instead of realizing how wonderful and great all of you are. How many of you recognize you've been through hell and back? How many of you understand that? You're more powerful than you can imagine. You've done incredible things. You've got your heart ripped out by at least one company. How many of you have your heart ripped out by a company, by an upline, by a person, by a sponsor, by somebody? You're strong. You're contagious. You're excited. But you've got to get that person to plan what it is you're going to do next year. And a lot of us, what we do is we don't engage that person and get them involved. So that person says things like this. So like with the martial arts thing, I said, what is the biggest question you get? And I want all of you to learn the lingo I'm going to give you. And somebody would call the martial arts gym and people ask, how much is it? How many of you have gotten that question before in your business? How much is it? How do you respond? Well, we usually, that's how we respond, right? We make like a dog noise. Okay. So instead of responding correctly, I said, next time somebody calls the gym, and those of you with kids, I want you to think of what I'm about to say. You call the martial arts gym, and this has everything to do with your business. You go, how much is it? Wrong question. I just say point blank, wrong question. You're confident you're going to say wrong question. Here's a better question. What do you want it to do? And they're going to say, I don't know. And then you quickly are going to say this. Now watch this. In the old days, we called it martial arts. In the old days, we called it network marketing. In the old days, we called it nutritional products. And then I put the martial arts over here. In the old days, we called it martial arts. Really, what we really are is a team of people that works together with you and your family to help raise your child to be absolutely incredible. Our goal is to help them be fit, to be confident, to do better in school, and to be able to handle the tough things of life, because the world needs more leaders and more people to get ahead. So I want you to think of our company as a collective group of humans that is dedicated to raising your child, and we all do it together. How many of you realize that's worth $500 a month? How many of you understand that? Did anybody catch that? Martial arts has a $200 price tag. When someone says, what do you do? Or how does it work? You say, in the old days, we called it network marketing and entrepreneurship. I'm going to put that over here. Bottom line is, we develop people so they never have to worry about money again. And we're a collective group of human beings that all work together to collectively get ahead of the world. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what's going on, you're always ahead financially, so you can never be controlled again. How many of you realize with that level of confidence, how much is it for the year? I always say it's about $15,000. So you're like, no, it's $39 to get started. It's 15 grand a year. You can get started for a couple hundred bucks. I totally get it. But you have to realize we're going to have to invest. We're going to have to get started. There's events. There's things to do. And I'm looking for people that are in the long haul. How many of you are getting this right now? If you are, say I am. Anybody catching on? We need to say things that are different if you want a different result. Okay. You liking this, Eric? Is this making sense? And one of the things I would do is I would challenge people. I, back in the old days, would tell people to go pick up a book. If I'm going to work with you, how many of you realize we only need about 10 or 12 great people in our lives? How many of you understand? That's all you need. That's all you need. Stop thinking you need thousands. 10 rock stars, you're done. How many of you understand that? But we got to develop rock stars. So I test people. So if I were to bring in Sheila into my group, I'd say, Sheila, is a book I want you to get. It's at the bookstore. I want you to pick it up. And when you get to page 15, call me, whatever the book you recommend. Mine in the old days was Your First Year in Network Marketing. It's probably outdated right now, by Mark Yarnell. Then if they did it and called me back, I go, I have a half a winner here. Just a half a winner, not a full winner, but a half a winner. And then what I would do is I got a book that I love, like my book here. And then what I would do is I'd get the book and I'd go to like page 11 and I'd write, call me when you get this far. Only leaders make it this far. I put my phone number in and I close the fucking book and I'd mail it to them. But in the front of it, I'd write, dear Mark, dear Bill, dear Susie, I'm so excited to be on this journey with you together. Over the next several years, we're going to change the world together. Love, Michael. And I always write love, Michael, not to freak people out, but most people don't tell anyone they love them. How many of you understand? I love that we're going to do this together. They haven't been told anything great since tug of war when they were five. I give them the book. If the phone rings and they get to page 11, winner, winner, chicken dinner. You mentor that person till the cows come home. If they don't call, screw them. How many of you understand? They're not serious. They're not ready to go. And they didn't listen to you. And you got to get your communication game a little bit better. So here's the last thing I'm going to say, and I'll leave it at this. Here's the test that I'm going to give you. We've got to say things like, look. And the reason we want to say look is when you say look, it makes people what, folks? Makes them look. You got to say things like listen, because when you say listen, it makes people what? Listen. And you've got to ask people to pay attention. You got to demand it from them, because Netflix does, and that's how they get their money, and you don't. And you need to start look, listen, attention. These are words that we've got to build in. You rewatch this presentation again. What we do is masterful here, and I want you to understand this. Now watch this. I want you to imagine you got a mirror in front of you, and it's a mirror of you at the end of 2022. And as you look in that mirror, you see you living your life. And things are easier. You followed through what everybody said. You decided to really own the become your upline. Like you really are doing it. Do you guys understand? Like you're the leader. You're doing what you said you were going to do. You're smiling. You lost a little weight. You could see it in your face, not your gut. You're still working on it a little, but your face, you look thinner. You feel better. You're happy. You just got back from a vacation, right? and you walk closer to that person, you could feel it even more. That person's life is easier. Folks, we need to make our lives easier. How many of you understand that? Not harder, easier. You take another step closer and you realize you're 3 feet away, which means you can almost reach out and almost grab what it is you want. And at the moment, you look behind you because you're worried and you see another mirror behind you of who you are today. But it's who you are today a year from now, a little older, a little less upset, and a little less bothered because you're starting to care less. And we need to care less about holding ourselves back, but we need to care more and get more dedicated to what it is we want. And as you look back, you realize there's an option there and there's an option there. You've got to ask yourself, which do you do? Which do you want? And how do you get where it is that you want to go? And it's 3 feet away. It's three steps. But the question is, do you take them or do you stare at it? My biggest desire for all of you is to really think about this for a second. What are you doing all this for? Stop saying your kids. Stop saying your family. Stop saying your neighbor. Stop saying your community. There's somebody that's been neglected more than anything else in your life, and that's your future self. It's what you're capable of. So when I say the words average sucks, most of us are trying to get to our average. There's a better version of you that really wants to be alive, that really wants to live, that we neglect with what we drink, what we eat, how we act, how we bitch, how we complain. If you lived your life for the future you, and you really owned and loved and cared for that person, you would make different decisions. How many of you understand that? Is everybody getting this? So when you invest in things and you invest in this program and you get involved and you do it all, don't do it for you, because you can't get what you want. But your future you, the new identity, the what you're capable of, can have anything. Stop giving the gifts of learning to you and start giving them to the real you. The if some of you, your God self, your higher self, your spiritual self, how many of you know there's a better version inside? How many of you understand that? They're not perfect, but they're better and they do it. So I look at my life and go, man, I've neglected for years my future self. My future self got that book done in three days. I got another one coming out called How to Market to Yourself. We're so busy selling to other people, but how do you market to yourself? How do you sell you on being you? So that's my desire for you for next year, to help all of you out to play bigger. And I want to be really big part of that puzzle. So let me ask you a question. How many of you would like some help doing that?
Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnflow Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call. And we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.